BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's big. A few weeks ago, I was away and Hugh Jackman called up and wanted to play Innuendo Bingo. But who's going to host it? The natural replacement, of course, Kylie Minogue. It's all on here. Chris spitting water over Wolverine as Kylie is me. Chris takes a hit, all in the name of acting at the Radio 1 Academy. The most 90s thing you'll ever hear. And a surprise visit by Charlie Slough to play Real or No Real. Twice this week, double pork.
BBC Radio 1.
Lovely trip to Glasgow yesterday. Although Chris is getting a little bit aggy that the plane didn't take off exactly on time. It's not like trains.
I just don't like it when things go wrong.
But it takes time. I mean, that's just like an estimated time that you might leave. But, you know, often it can be 10, 15 minutes afterwards. You've got to do the taxi in and all that. It's I'm not going to leave dead on 7:50 p.m.
I'd like to apologise to everyone on that plane that you disturbed.
Why?
Kicking, just being generally noisy.
I was a bit fidgety. But nice to have a selfie with the EasyJet staff on the plane.
It was good, wasn't it?
Although I do wish they'd have asked when we weren't about to land. Because the seatbelt signs were clearly on. I mean, obviously we were safe. But we were going down quite rapidly towards Gatwick as I was having the picture taken.
It's an odd one, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was like, am I allowed to stand up? They're like, yeah, come on, we want a selfie. I was like, all right.
Like, quick one.
Yeah, can we be quick? Because we're about to land. The wheels are down, I can feel it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Mark's been on from Aldershot saying, hi, Scotty. That needs to stop. Yesterday's show was off the chain. Hope you're going to match it today. Yesterday, a lot happened, didn't it? We need to talk about the slap earlier that you received.
There was a lot that went on yesterday that we should talk about.
Firm was talking about it a little bit. Like, we'll revisit this if you missed yesterday. Chris's acting masterclass with some of the cast of Waterloo Road. That went well. New Arctic Monkeys is coming up. Innuendo Bingo with Kylie and Hugh Jackman at 1:45. This is huge. A lot of Twitter excitement about it. People buzzing about it on Facebook. Now, I'm just kind of thinking, maybe you're a new listener. Maybe you've only just started listening to Radio 1 and you don't know what Innuendo Bingo is. Well, handily, our big boss, Ben, went on Radio 4 a few weeks ago to explain the rules. Here he is. Here's Ben.
You play a clip of some radio which has a double entendre in it. It's not very sophisticated, but it's funny. And what they do is they try and listen to these without laughing, with water in their mouths. And obviously when they do laugh, the water comes out and fun and games ensues.
There we are. See, I don't have to explain it now.
It's my favourite.
Because Ben's told you all of the rules. It must be hard for him, though, because he probably has to go on Radio 4 and stuff all the time and explain stuff on Radio 1 that probably isn't very familiar or very in tune with their audience.
He has to go and speak to really important people saying he swung naked from a wrecking ball and try and make that sound like it's a reasonable thing to do.
All the time.
It's not very sophisticated, but it's funny.
I love that. Can we put that on the podcast? It's not very sophisticated, but it's funny.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was away, and then Hugh Jackman called up and was like, hello, I'd like to play Innuendo Bingo, mate.
Great impression.
Yeah, mate. I'm really excited about this. It's unreal. So,
oh, God, do you know, it was all a bit of a blur. I don't remember it now.
It was a while back as well, so you're going to have to relive the whole thing. It's great.
It's exciting.
So I was away, couldn't fly back. Hugh Jackman's in town for one day only. Otherwise, we don't get him. So what do? We asked Kylie Minogue to be the guest host. Here's what happened.
Hello, Hugh Jackman, and welcome to the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1 with me, Kylie. Now, Scott...
Sorry. I don't want to hear about Scott.
Screw Scott.
No, I don't want to, because everyone knows it's in my contract. I only do shows with Australians.
Right.
And they said, which Australian? I said, there's only one Australian. So thank you.
Thank you.
The Kylie Minogue Show.
So, well, I guess Scott got that news. So he's away on his annual teeth whitening holiday. So I'm the special guest host. Thanks to you, Hugh. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
It's so good to be here. It's nice to be.
We're happy to have you. And have you met Chris? He's the one that you will probably be spitting on it.
Yeah. I've got to say, this is a very weird situation for me. You've got to realise I do not belong here. It's Kylie Minogue and it's Hugh Jackman. But I'm willing to go along with this like it's some kind of weird dream, if you'll let me.
Well, yeah, and is now the weird time to tell you that I'm sort of somewhere in the middle of some kind of bronchial infection as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you haven't got a thing with germs or anything like that?
I don't mind germs if they're A-list
germs. Don't worry,
germs.
I'm at the back end of it. I see your producer freaking out. I finished my antibiotics yesterday, so we should be good.
Hey, I started some yesterday. We're right
Did
on
you really?
Track.
Oh, jeez.
You two are so similar.
Oh, no. That's work. Hey.
Oh, Chris is freaking out now. Hugh, don't worry, we're going to get to know each other, man.
Have you heard of heard or seen innuendo bingo before?
No, but I'm always up for a game.
Today is the day. It's quite simple. Yeah. You and Chris sit opposite each other holding water in your mouth. I'll play some clips from real-life TV and radio shows that accidentally sound a little bit rude. Right. And if you find the clip funny, just let the water out.
Fantastic.
All over each other.
Fantastic.
Chris is a pro at this.
Yeah, do you know what? I have to do this twice a week. So I actually have to have spare pants kept underneath my desk. Yeah, I don't know what I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's some of your spare pants behind me. I mean, this was not in the contract.
Kylie, it's an honour.
Okay, here's an example.
It has to be water, right? It's not very Australian, Kylie. Come on.
Oh, we could. Do you know what? We could up it.
No, let's not.
No?
No. No.
What were you going to suggest?
I don't know. We've never done it with beer before.
Jägermeister.
Oh, my God. Now you're talking. Wow.
Well, just to give you an example, this commentator on Channel 4 gets a little personal covering the female javelin heat at the athletics.
She's got long, long levers. No, she didn't like it. Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
Do you get the idea?
Oh, this is really going to get the end of your bronchial infection out.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you. Left it at BBC Radio 1.
I'm really concerned about this illness.
Yeah, no.
But then, I don't know, there's something quite cool about getting a cold off an A-list superstar like yourself. It's something to tell my mates.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. I mean, I did just spend a week in Morocco, but it's fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you got any spare clothes with you or
Have
or
I?
Not? Yeah.
That you want to borrow?
No, for yourself. Like, I don't know if you're up for getting wet on this game or not.
I'm up for it, man.
Really?
Come on.
How's it work? Have you got, like, loads of press to do today?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a problem.
And weirdly, later I'm doing some auditions for a play I'm doing. So,
really?
Yes. Six English actresses that I'll be reading with for this play. So, yeah, just, you know, think of me.
Okay, I can
do
that.
It's gonna be a little weird. Kylie, I've got wet patches in odd spots.
Listen, it'll be a fun story for you to try and explain.
Right, there you go. Yeah, that's true.
Kylie, at this point, normally we have to ask questions about the movie. Otherwise, people start getting angry.
Well, but we all want to know about X-Men.
Exactly.
Tell us. How much fun is it?
The biggest of all of them is so much fun. It's a time travel story. Days of Future Past. So my character who doesn't age, I can actually be the only actor that plays both time periods, if you understand. So I travel back, and all the characters that you love, the actors Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart, Halle Berry play in the future, and then in the past it's Jennifer Lawrence, James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender. So it's this massive cast. It is the biggest action of all. It's a great story. It's fun. It's moving. It's everything.
And you are the guy.
And there's and by the way, there is a weird. Now you're. Mentioned there's a scene of innuendo bingo in the movie.
Is there?
Yeah.
X-Men?
Yeah.
X-Men innuendo bingo?
Yeah, they love playing it. They just think it's hysterical in the X-Jet, in the X-Mansion. They play innuendo bingo all the time.
I saw a photo of all the cast lined up together.
Yeah.
And it's an insane cast when you see it.
Like, it is.
Do you have those weird moments? Like, I know you're obviously a megastar, but when you look around and you just go, whoa. You know, this is a big film, isn't it?
Well, it was weird because I don't have anyone look at me, so it was sort of, for me, it's just, you know, business as usual because I don't talk to anyone on the set.
That's how lucky we are today.
Yeah.
Right. We have eye
only
contact.
Kylie.
See
that's
that?
Right, see?
See that?
Yeah.
I think it's only because you're here.
Yeah, it's only because you're here,
Kylie.
She brings you back down to earth.
Kylie, have you ever met Jennifer Lawrence?
No, I would love to.
She's great. You would like her a lot, actually.
She really
reminds me of you in a way. Just down to earth and very... She's exactly the same with everyone she meets, which is how I think of you.
Yeah. Is there anything wrong with her?
No, not that I've seen. No.
Because, generally she's sort of perfect. Well, that's what me and my mates think,
is.
Anyway.
She is.
Mm. She is. Reminds me of Kylie.
Is that an all right question to ask, Kylie? It's hard for me. I'm not the actual presenter of this show.
I know, you're really taking over. Am I allowed to get away?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, go for it.
No, your questions are great. Got another one?
Yeah, I have. I don't know if I should really ask it. Have you ever gone home dressed as Wolverine?
Like once.
After a night out?
Once. Halloween.
Was it like a walk of shame thing? Or?
No. No, I...
No, that was another night.
The first thing I ever did where I met Deb, who's a good friend of Kylie's, was a prison drama. If I'm ever to bring home a costume from the set, more the prison costume than the Wolverine one, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
The more the tats. Yeah, she likes the bad boys. In fact, if we had not met on that series, we would never have been together because I'm way too clean cut for her. Yeah, let's just say the mutton chops, the claws and the tight leather suit, not doing it for my wife. No. But although she doesn't mind the body, she says. There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
None of us mind the body.
Right.
I don't know, but for me personally, doing the walk of shame as Wolverine would be like the ultimate walk of shame.
True.
Like walking down the high street, like, yeah.
You feel like everyone would be cheering you.
Yeah,
no, I think, not looking down at you.
I think the worst I've ever done was as a Smurf. So
really?
we were painted completely blue. And it's kind of weird the next morning when you go for breakfast and you're dressed as a Smurf.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Trying to tell your story. It doesn't, yeah.
No, listen, guys, I could hear about your Smurf adventures all day.
Never thought I'd hear that.
But we're going to play a record and then come back for Innuendo Bingo. Not only can you listen, but you can watch it on your computer, tablet or mobile now. Just head to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. That's Hugh Jackman Innuendo Bingo coming up with Chris Stark and me, Kylie Minogue, your guest host, after this. With my new single, I Was Gonna Cancel Out Now. You're listening to BBC Radio 1, and if you've just tuned in and wondering why Scott sounds a little more feminine than usual, yes, just a little bit more, then no, he hasn't had a sex change yet. It's actually Kylie Minogue, your special guest host for Innuendo Bingo with Hugh Jackman. All Hugh right. And Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready for this. Are you
ready?
Ready? Bit ill, but
ready.
It's all fine.
Yeah.
All
right.
It's time to get Wolverine wet with special guest host Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
The cameras are on. Head to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 to watch Innuendo Bingo with Hugh Jackman. That may be the best intro you've ever had.
This is honestly, it's like
that
a
that was
dream
Wolverine.
Kind.
Right, guys.
Right, here we go.
First, we cross to the polite surroundings of Downton Abbey, where Lady Mary is telling off one of the servants, although she seems to be in a hurry to do something else.
And as I said, I'm sure this lapse is as much my fault as yours. But I suggest we don't mention it again. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time to go down.
More water, please!
Excuse me, it's time to go down.
Oh, wow.
I'm still there.
Did you maintain? You maintained.
I maintained.
You kept it. I don't know.
I kept it.
All right.
I think I almost lost to you losing it. You were very kind.
Yeah, right.
But down to the knee.
It's just the beginning.
Oh, I see.
Next, a clip from our homeland, Hugh. Mm. We're going to Grand Designs Australia. And outside the property, this presenter is very impressed by what Michael has just shown him.
So this is what it's all about.
Sit.
I can understand why your dick's being laughed.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Neither of us were expecting that one.
His deck had been enlarged, of course, and it looked very impressive too.
Oh my
God! That was great.
More water, please.
Was that Australia or New Zealand? Because that was.
It was Australia. I believe that there was a lot of conversation about one's deck in Australia, in New Zealand and then Australia. Hey, we like decks.
I think this game's just escalated. I'm switching to the tuxedo shirt.
Yeah, I don't know how we can escalate from here.
Okay, next on Innuendo Bingo, it's time for a proper listener's favourite. This clip is from a concert on BBC Wiltshire. Listen to the way this presenter suddenly asks a rather personal question.
Well, now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event, and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming.
My word!
So good.
What does she like? What do they like?
And I think you quite like coming.
I like coming very, very much.
Oh, I missed the second bit.
Very, very much. Yes, she just really, really enjoys that concert.
This is happening.
More water, please, gentlemen.
Yeah. We can't wait to tell the
banks
about this.
Let's stay on BBC local radio, shall we?
Yep.
And we'll cross to the Wally Webb show on BBC Norfolk. Mm. Now, the BBC is so educational, isn't it? Mm. I certainly never knew this fact before.
Mm. And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history, I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls.
Sorry. Oh, yes. Well, you know, what, she. Thank you to Mark who emailed that one in. Mark, yes. Well, you know, you want to wish him the best, don't you?
Kylie, are you enjoying this?
Yeah.
I am. Does Deb do anything special to wish you good luck before you step on the
no,
red
but I
carpet?
I've got a few more ideas. I'm working on it now. Maybe.
Yeah.
I love golf.
Love golf. Over to the BBC rugby commentary now. And how about this for an unexpected question?
Have you ever wondered what the top of a hooker's head looks like?
I've lost everything. I've lost all my cards. Wait, help. Have you anyone ever wondered... Hang on. Well, you don't need to answer that question if you've ever wondered that. Right, okay. This is... this is...
I've really got to run.
I need some water. Can I have a sip of water myself?
Do you want to get involved?
Well, no. I'm having enough trouble keeping it together over here.
Come on, Kylie.
Right. Now, I know this is a real classic on Innuendo Bingo. It's from BBC Radio 4, where they're discussing one of the first female mountain climbers. And they give us a top tip on what not to do next time you're with a donkey. No, preload. Preload, guys. Please.
Preload.
Concentrate.
I like it.
Oh, I can't believe you just said
that. Okay. And they give us a top tip on what not to do next time you're with a donkey.
She did. The longest journey she did was 25 miles in one day across a mountain pass. But they did realise that actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey.
Oh,
but actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey.
Still going.
John in Basildon heard that happen. By the way, if you spot any clips like these, do email them to Scott at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Guys, there's just two more clips to go now.
Right.
More water, please.
I don't know, I'm trying to get as much of this in my mouth as possible.
No, there's an innuendo bingo right there. Okay, this one comes from the BBC's Autumn Watch, and it seems these two presenters have become very excited by a brand new type of bird feeder, which has two openings. Listen carefully.
Oh, how lovely. Me next.
I don't think so. I don't think
no young at all. It smells
no
sweet and delicious.
That would be
and disappointing.
Have a sniff down the bottom hole.
I honestly thought I was going to be able to hold it together in this game. It's impossible.
You have one. You have one more. More Bring water, it. Please.
Right, come on, mate.
You guys
Thanks,
are champions.
Mate.
Okay, finally. I've been told I'm not allowed to let you leave without playing this clip. It's from a show called Crime Watch Roadshow. And here's a particularly revealing interview about A very busy police horse.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do? Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
I didn't even hear it.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do? Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
Oh, Chris and Hugh, thank you so much. Are you okay?
That was great. Yeah.
Well played, Chris. Very well played, Hugh. You've been watching and listening to Innuendo Bingo on the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1, and I've been Carly Minogue. I love you guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Not seen a reaction like it. Jay says, my cheeks are actually aching due to Innuendo Bingo. Carly's after your job, says Angharad. I'm at work, I can't stop laughing. Can I watch and listen to this later? Yes, you can, Ashley. We'll put the video on the Radio 1 YouTube. Of course we will. The Hugh Jackman, Chris and Carly is a classic. Best Innuendo Bingo ever, says Josh.
Carly talking about a donkey. It's incredible.
If you told me as a child that Kylie Minogue would be sitting in for me on my show, I would not have believed you. It's just insane.
Oh, it's even better than I remembered.
Is it?
I'm being honest. I love it.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
It's literally crazy, isn't
just
it?
To be able to sit back and watch that like everyone else was so good today. Thank you so, so much to Kylie and to Hugh Jackman for properly getting involved with Innuendo Bingo. If you want to see it again, I kind of do now. It's on Radio 1's YouTube channel, and the link is on our Twitter and Facebook now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't know how we're going to top that. However, I do quite like the idea now. It kind of had to happen because I was away. But like it, let's get a guest host more often.
Are you keen, are you?
I think so. As long as they're not... See, a lot of people are going, you need to watch out because Kylie's after your job. As long as they're not, like, really good at it, she was... I'm keen.
As long as they leave afterwards.
As long as they leave straight away and don't enter into any talks with anyone at Radio 1.
Yeah.
And preferably not someone younger or thinner.
Okay, cool.
And that's my only real thing. But don't be getting any ideas. They're just a guest host, all right? Coming up, what happened at the Radio 1 Academy yesterday when Chris got a slap?
Not so keen.
On the way back on the plane yesterday from Glasgow, he's like, mate, still throbbing a bit.
Oh, yeah, it's all good now.
It's good now, though,
fine,
right?
Yeah, yeah, it's all gone down.
I mean, it was a little bit red at the time, but you look all right now.
That's to be expected. I was slapped. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to pretend there wasn't anything.
And it's kind of your fault as well, because you didn't move out the way.
Exactly. No, it was all my fault.
Yeah. So yesterday, a girl called Caitlin, who is in Waterloo Road, was there at our masterclass. It was an acting masterclass. You know, there's loads of things going on at the Radio 1 Academy, whether you want to be a DJ, whether you want to be in radio, journalism, fashion, business. There's something for everyone, and you can just turn up and it's free. And you can watch it on the Radio 1 website. You don't even have to be there. But there was an acting masterclass, and Chris has always wanted
acting's
to...
Acting's hard.
Yeah, harder it's harder than you
seems.
Thought, right?
Yeah.
Chris was part of a scene, and the final bit of the scene involved a girl giving you a slap.
A fake slap. Yeah. So the idea was the hand didn't actually connect.
Because they don't actually hit each other on TV or in films. No. There's an art to it, which I said yesterday was a bit like this. It's not that. That's just me kind of like missing my face entirely and then clapping my hand. Mm. I don't think that's how they do it.
But I didn't move out the way. Now, is that called method acting, what I actually ended up doing?
I think yes.
Right.
If you haven't seen the video of this, it's quite something. And I will urge you to get to a computer and watch it in a minute. And I will replay it just for the radio because I didn't think you'd be able to hear it. But listening back, wow, you really can. It's quite a thwack.
The Radio 1 YouTube right now is a good place to be.
It really is. Hey, Kylie Minogue's just tweeted the Innuendo Bingo video.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Kylie.
Shakeen likes it.
She says it's the best Innuendo Bingo ever.
Good.
That's my Kylie Minogue accent there.
Do Hugh Jackman again.
Yeah, right, mate. I really enjoyed playing Innuendo Bingo. Yeah.
He was awesome as well. Got fully involved. doesn't matter, like, can be one of the biggest stars of the world, you know? And then you can be on TOWIE. One gets involved, one doesn't.
Here's what I'm saying.
So not no, Sam no, Fares. No, she no, was
she,
great.
She was great. That video's brilliant as well. That's on the Radio 1 YouTube. In fact, you know the Radio 1 YouTube right now? Chris Lilley, Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
Sam Fares group Innuendo Bingo from yesterday, which is actually one of my favourites.
It's great.
Live from Glasgow. And then now the Kylie video. And then, of course, the video of me getting slapped.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that now. I mean, Radio 1 YouTube is a great place to be right now. Why do you need television? You don't. Just watch that.
Mm.
And what's good as well about the Kylie and Hugh one is that now people are seeing that, they're watching all the others.
Right, so even more people are watching me get slapped.
Yeah, they're doing a marathon. A lot of people now who haven't watched it ever before. So yesterday we were at the Radio 1 Academy in Glasgow. It's a place where young people can just go, hang out, charge your phone, take a selfie with people. Loads of famouses are there and loads of workshops as well about how to get into various careers that you might be wanting to get into, but you haven't got a clue where to start. You don't have to be in Glasgow. It's all online. All of the seminars, all the masterclasses, all the workshops at bbc.co.uk/radio1/academy. So even though it's happening in Glasgow, of course you can go along and it's free, but you get everything you need on your screen because mm-hmm. it's there right now. One of the things we did yesterday was walk into an acting masterclass. Some of the cast of Waterloo Road were in Glasgow yesterday. And Chris really wanted to know how to act. He wanted to learn it. He thinks that maybe it could be his new thing.
They were doing a Well Good workshop, actually. So they were talking through a scene with people, talking about how they go about learning lines.
It was very well attended.
And practicing lines, and then how you go from that to the next step, which is like acting out things. It was actually quite interesting to see.
So in your scene, which was a scene from Waterloo Road, which you had the script for, were Caitlin, who plays Lisa Brown in Waterloo Road, and Joe, who plays Lenny Brown. Mm-hmm. And you're playing a character called Danny.
Yes.
So let's just hear how that played out. And remember, there is a, not a reel, but an acting slap at the end of the scene.
But also, you know, away from the slapping aside, just appreciate my acting in this. You know, I did give it everything. I mean, no one's talking about the acting here.
No, funny that. Here it is.
I'm being serious, Lisa. Something, it was totally off.
See, this is why playing at secret agents...
FBI agents, and we weren't playing.
Well, see? Whatever. He always gets carried away like this.
No, I don't.
Hang on, I got to turn a page.
Oh, really good.
Obviously, on the night that wouldn't happen.
Okay, you don't. And you didn't have to sleep with the lights on for a week after watching Slash Attack 3 either.
Me too.
Oh.
Here it comes.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, right, so now they're limbering up because Chris knows that he's about to be hit. But it's only for TV. It's only acting. So you have to move out of the way of the slap.
Yeah. She'll make the noise. Often they add it in afterwards, I found out, actually.
To make it more of an impact, they add the noise in afterwards. But the slight problem, you weren't fast enough for Caitlin. You couldn't move out of the way in time.
Ready?
Go on, Caitlin.
Ready?
Slap
him.
I've just got to move at the right time. Ready?
Am I bleeding?
No, you're not bleeding, no. Are you all right? Did you just walk around
miss
the
shops? Me.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Sometimes yeah, I did.
She proper walloped me.
I loved her. She was like, I'm from Glasgow. I've done this before.
Sounds worse than I remember.
It's, I mean, the video, it really, you can really get the force of the impact there. And what I also like about the video, some radio on YouTube, is they repeat it a few times and in slow-mo, so you get to see it for yourself again and again, like this. How good is that?
Great.
It's fine now. Your face isn't as red as it was this time yesterday.
Right.
Get some radio on YouTube channel. It's a good place to be right now. The Scott Mills Daily. So, who wants to hear and see something really 90s? This just sums up all of the 90s in one video.
What have you found then? What's going on?
We've unearthed this video, which will definitely make your cringe glands flare up. So, if you cringe hard quite easily, turn away from the radio for a few moments.
Do you need to be? Do you need to have much knowledge of the 90s to appreciate this, or are you about to give a lesson?
But do you not remember them?
Kind of. You see, I never really was into
The 90s.
No, not the 90s in general. I'm just trying to... what are you going to talk about?
Do you know a show called Friends?
Yes.
Right, it's...
I didn't watch... do you know what? I didn't even watch Friends that much.
No. I didn't. I got into it quite late, like everything else. It's on all the time still. Pretty much every country, every channel, you can find it somewhere. It's always on planes, still. Has it been taken over yet as, like, it's still the most popular TV show in the world, is it? I think it must be. I mean, it finished ages ago. But I can only imagine the stars of Friends, well, two of them, got paid bare monies for this because there's no other excuse for it.
So what is it then?
So this was made in 1995, and that was when Friends was at its absolute peak. The funniest thing on TV, you couldn't get away from it. Millions and millions of millions of people worldwide watched it every single week. And they were massive stars. So we've got Rachel, that's Jennifer Aniston, mm-hmm. your mate.
Yep.
And Chandler, that's Matthew Perry. And it's, well, I'll let them explain, okay?
Is he how you doing? Or is that, which one's?
No, that's Matt LeBlanc.
That's Matt LeBlanc.
That's Joey.
So, yeah, I know which one you mean now.
The Friends fans are going to be on now going, how could you not, OMG, I can't
it's
even.
All good.
Here's the intro. It's a video.
Welcome to the Microsoft Windows 95 Video Guide. In Section 1, you'll get more than a few laughs as we present the world's first cyber sitcom, starring two of television's hottest comedy personalities, Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Perry. They'll be taking you on an adventure in computing that takes place in the office of Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates. Along the way, they meet a wacky bunch of propeller heads. The pace is fast and funny.
Oh, is it though? So,
So it's a cyber sitcom.
Yeah, in Bill Gates' office. Prob's not actual Bill Gates' office. And it's a how-to video, which is on VHS tape. So it's a tape like the size of a lunchbox. That you would buy from...
Let the hooing begin. I mean, there's yeah, who's there we should be doing left, right and centre.
And it begins. You'd buy it from a shop, this tape, to teach you how to use your computer. Did you just hoo buying something from a shop?
No, I was hooing tapes.
All right. So, imagine 90s computers. They're all big PCs. They're massive things that you would normally have upstairs. Oh. So, presumably, you would have to watch this on your VHS, the video, and then go upstairs... And then use your computer afterwards. Laptop's not on at this stage.
Right.
Okay? Now, to make this more interesting, because it's quite a dull subject, what they decide to do is make a sitcom about how to use a computer, because they're already in a sitcom, right? The biggest one in the world at the time, Friends.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining, because it's a sitcom about using computers, the laughs are going to be thick and fast. Are you ready?
All right, here we go.
Okay, here they are. They're in Bill Gates' office, not really.
Okay, so this is Bill Gates' computer. I mean, that is like using Wayne Gretzky's hockey stick, you know?
Huh. Oddly enough, none of it seems to rub off.
Look, I meant for her to sit at the keyboard.
Oh, God. Oof. Now, you'll notice when you hear this, what they do to make you realise when you should laugh is some bass guitar comes in. They slap the bass... So it's like they'll say something which you're supposed to laugh at, and then
I see, and that makes it funnier.
I think so. I think maybe they watched it without the bass on it, and they were like, "Right, this isn't funny."
Slap bass on
it. We need to slap some bass on here to make people realise when they need to laugh. So here's Jennifer.
Well, what happens when you had the old Windows and then installed Windows 95?
That's a good question, honey.
Okay, and where is the button that instantly kills anybody that calls me honey?
There's the bass.
Oh, no, I laughed.
Yeah. It's fine, you're doing it for the right reasons.
It works.
Because it was a terrible joke.
Well, what happens when you had the old Windows and then installed Windows 95?
That's a good question, honey.
Okay, and where is the button that instantly kills anybody that calls me honey?
More bass.
So just the slap bass, it makes you laugh. Can you add that to any awful joke?
I think you can, actually.
Is that
a
theory here?
Yeah. So now about the dry cleaning.
When you upgrade from Windows 3.1, old program manager groups are transferred automatically to this menu.
Oh, well, that's easier than changing dry cleaners. I mean, you always leave something behind.
Mm. Now, below that is your document.
I love the slap bass.
Oh, I really hope they got paid with loads of zeros on the end. I really do. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? You're on the biggest show on TV. Okay. I know what you're thinking. What's a taskbar?
Okay, now let's load up the taskbar.
Taskbar? Is that anything like a Snickers bar? Does that have nougat?
What is nougat? Does anybody know that?
I saw that Mr. G...
I love the slap face.
Not funny. Stop putting the bass on. Oh, here's a good one.
Let's get into my computer.
Your computer?
No, Bill's my computer.
I thought Bill was your boss.
Okay, before this becomes a classic and hideous vaudeville routine, let's move on.
Okay. The my computer...
I'm going to... can we test out this
oh, my God. Darren and Grantham watched Friends in Mexico last week for the first time.
There's some jokes.
Okay. So, these ones, right?
Computer jokes. They're not good.
Okay. Right,
we'll just do it exactly how they do.
Let's see.
More acting involved, but less slapping.
Okay, go on.
Have you seen my dongle, Scott?
No, I haven't. We're not that close. It works.
Yeah.
Any more?
I think there's a bug on my computer, Scott.
Oh, hang on. I've got some spray for that.
Slap bass is a bit different to the French
one. Slap the bass.
Last one. How do trees get on the internet, Scott?
I don't know. Do you think they log in? My bass is rubbish.
Your slap bass is
rubbish. I want Jennifer Aniston's... There it is. Yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah. That's the one I should have used because it's kind of better. I think it works. I think it made the jokes a lot funnier.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Jordan. He's 24 from Bolton. He's got a good email from him, actually. Says, Scott, Chris, nice to see you sober. Good to have you back on together. It's the worst week for me when Scott decides to go arsing around with that Eurovision lot. No podcast for a week. And that's all I can listen to at work. Anyway, booked this week off. When I saw you had three bingos this week, actually booked a week off, decided to save them all for work next week, which now means I can look forward to work and listening to three innuendo bingos. So he's downloaded them, but still got a week off. That's from Jordan, who's from Bolton, who is a vision technician, window cleaner. Just had some really good news.
What's that?
Real or no real today? Double pork this week.
What do you mean?
Charlie Slough's on.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Great news.
It's just like a best surprise.
Oh, what a lovely treat.
Isn't it? Just like a...
Second helping.
Isn't it? Like a big dessert.
Because normally it's just on Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just for Fat Tuesday. But, oh, great news.
I know. Fat Thursday now.
Great stuff.
Isn't it? Double pork. Right. Anyone getting annoyed by me slapping the bass? Then,
no, I love it.
Do let us know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a pleasant surprise. It's second helpings of Charlie Slough. Yeah.
Oh! Do, 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 do. Yeah!
So pleased. Hello?
So pleased that you could do this for us today. It's very last minute, but thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's very kind.
I'm just watching Chris Stark get slapped really hard.
Yeah, that happened yesterday. We're just showing Charlie the video
That is really awkward. Did that hurt, Chris?
It did, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a nice one at all.
You got a bit of a shiner as well. I was going to ask where that was from.
So, yeah, it's the Chris getting a slap during an acting masterclass yesterday at the Radio 1 Academy.
Awkward.
And Kylie played in Unibingo.
I was just watching that. How incredible was that?
With Hugh Jackman.
With Hugh Jackman. How dare you spit in Wolverine's face?
He loved it.
It was an honour. It was an honour to be spat on by him. And it was an honour to look to my left and see Kylie Minogue.
Incredible.
Did you ask for a phone number afterwards?
No, I didn't.
You said that if you ever meet Kylie, you're going to ask for a number.
When did I say that?
You said it about 3 months ago.
Have you got Kylie's number?
No, I haven't. I've got Danny's.
I'm surprised.
Danny's?
Yeah.
Surprised. Oh. Sorry, couldn't resist. So it's good to see you. Bit of double pork.
Yeah.
Double bubble.
It's so fat. It's that fatism hasn't escaped your body, has it?
It's nice to see you on a Thursday. It's a change.
Yeah.
Fam, that is a chain.
You're sickening, bruv.
What is that around your neck?
Is it real?
Of course it's real.
Is it Poundland?
It's real.
Is it like a fancy dress shop one?
No, it's not.
Right, okay. Can we feel the weight?
Do you want to put it on?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Come put it on, you can get a picture of it.
You look like 2 Chainz. He's like the mayor.
This 2 Chainz has got one very similar, but mine's the more expensive version.
It's, Oh, you've got it all tangled around your earphones now, fam. It's right there, you're styling it out.
Fine, yeah.
Oh my God, it's quite heavy. It's like a quite mayoral chain, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. The mayor of rap, baby, the mayor of rap.
Look at that. It's
that looks wicked.
Isn't it?
Scott, that looks really good, Scott.
Do that. You know, bite it, see if it's real. It looks chocolate, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's real.
It's very real.
What carrots is this?
22, I think, or 21.
What a farm. Mm.
Yeah, big chain.
Money's starting to come in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's doing all right. I'm doing all right, yeah.
Listen to this,
I
right?
I know, it sounds...
This proves that it's not Poundland one.
What are you doing to my chain?
Well, I just dropped
what
it.
What are you doing to my chain?
Dropped it.
Do you know how much that chain cost, Milji?
Chain gone.
Oh, you just threw my chain on the floor.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Do you want to try it on?
Put your chain away, Charlie.
Do you want to try it on?
Yeah, I will. Oh, God, it's very noisy.
Yeah, get a picture of it.
All right.
And now it's time for Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. A pleasant Thursday afternoon surprise.
All use-by dates for packets of crisps are a Saturday.
Chris, stop taking a selfie while you're on the radio. Because you've got a chain on.
It's all right. We can still talk, can't
okay,
we?
Okay, well, tell me what the last Real or No Real was then.
Crisps.
Yeah, and what?
On a Saturday.
Yes, what on a Saturday?
Expiry date.
Oh, okay. I'll let you off.
Do you know what? This could be an amazing fact if true. I don't know why, it just seems like something good to say in the pub.
So, crisps all expire.
Sorry, I'm taking a photo.
On a Saturday.
Mm.
You look ridiculous, by the way.
I think you look really cool.
Not pulling it off.
You look really cool.
The mayor of...
Radio.
Yeah, mayor of radio.
Okay. This can't be right, because then the expiry dates... That would suggest that all crisps are made on the same day. So they only do crisps on a Saturday, therefore they're going to expire after a certain amount of time, which is going to be on a Saturday.
Do you know what would be really good if we could phone a friend?
Yeah, I know. That's quite a good option. We should nick that and have phone a friend option on Real or No Real.
That's a great idea. I would phone Lineker.
What?
I'd phone Gary Lineker.
Yeah,
he'd know.
Do you know what? When we've had other crisp Real or No Reels, I have tweeted him. I might do that now.
Yeah, give him a little tweet. Call him Gaz as well. He likes being called Gaz.
But what are you saying, Charlie? Real or no real?
I can actually see this being real, you know, because I can imagine them all getting shipped out to the pubs on a Sunday, ready for Monday, and therefore being created on a Saturday.
There's a strange logic here suggesting all crisps are done on Saturday. This can't be real. I'm saying no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, gosh!
Oh, gosh. It's because crisps take such a long time to go off. They can't be bothered to pick an exact date, so they just round it up to a Saturday.
Oh, right.
That's true.
Wow.
Those people saying that changed the most carrots you've ever had.
That is so rude. That is so rude.
It's a veg joke. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Carrots.
I should have played some bass. The most carrots you've had were... Yeah. Slapping the bass.
You are so fast.
You're fast. Okay, what about this? Real or no real?
Dappy is shorter than the Queen.
That is a liberty. What is it with all these short jokes? Fat jokes, short jokes.
Hello.
The one recently was about Titchy Strider.
Titchy Strider being smaller than a fuzzy bear.
Shorter than me.
That's a liberty, fam.
No, no, fam. So the Queen.
He is quite small, you know. He's smaller than Titchy.
He's a little one, isn't he?
He's a little fella.
But shorter than the Queen, surely not. She's 86.
Well, yeah, but I saw the Queen when she came to Radio 1. She is quite short, isn't she?
Yeah, like, you expect her to be taller, don't you?
And a
bit bigger.
Dappy, I had a similar... I'm wearing Charlie's chain right now, but do you remember when we were in Edinburgh and Dappy came... He turned up with a chain that was quite similar to this.
Mm.
And do you remember he let us all try it on?
Yeah.
And...
It wasn't as expensive as yours.
No, obviously not.
Do you sleep in this, just this?
No, I've got several of those.
You what?
I've got several.
Oh, how many?
I think I've got like four, five now. I've got a really sick one. I've got one on my face that I got made. And it's made up of different coloured diamonds. I'm not even joking.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, and I've got another one of my logo, which I got made up in pink rubies. Rose gold and pink rubies. It's so sick. That's one for... Do you know what I do though, yeah? Honestly, every summer, like when I'm playing on the holiday islands for about a year,
yeah,
I would wear nothing but a pair of jeans, trainers... And my chains.
Get out.
Seriously, I just walked down. I've done it here. I actually, this is not a joke, about 2 weeks ago, I walked down Oxford Street. It was quite hot. It wasn't even that hot, but I was sweating.
Nobody wants to see this.
And I took my top off and just had two chains on. What do you mean, ugh? That is so rude. Oh, and I was walking down Oxford Street and people like didn't even know who I was, but they wanted to come and get a picture of me. And I was like, oh my God, can I get a picture of you?
What, because, oh, let's take a picture of the fat bloke.
What do you mean? No, it's because I look so cool.
Oh, right.
I look so sick with the chains.
Shirt off, massive swinging. Chains.
Do you know what I like about you?
Swinging away.
Like, absolute confidence.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
A swag. Dappy is shorter than the Queen, real or no real?
Apparently he makes up for his...
Yeah, right.
I'm saying real.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Real?
Yeah.
Real.
That's a liberty. Shorter than the Queen. The Queen's like 4'8".
Real, come on.
I'm saying no real for this.
That one's real.
No way, Dappy's smaller than the Queen.
According to their official stats, Dappy is 3 inches shorter than the Queen.
So how big's the Queen then? How big's the Queen?
6'3".
Thank you. What?
Dappy's not 6 foot cuts.
No.
Wrong.
Dappy's not 5 foot. Well.
Charlie, your chain's literally heavy, and I don't mean that in the hip hop sense.
Oh.
I mean it's weighing down on me.
It's
right
got some
now.
Girth, hasn't it?
Yeah.
How do you carry that around and you?
What do you mean? Well, I'm used to carrying me around.
It's a lot of weight.
And then that chain, it's just like, you know, it's like I'm getting a workout every time I'm walking.
Whose face is it on it?
It's Medusa, so you can work out which brand it is from that.
Oh.
The Queen is 1.63 metres, if that helps. Next.
As part of his bodybuilding diet, Ryan Gosling eats raw onions like they are apples.
Oh. That's just dirty, isn't it?
I do that as part of no diet.
What do you mean, raw onions?
Yeah, I love raw onions. That's not a joke.
That's really
what diet?
Quite strange.
I said that's part of no diet.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Mm.
Okay.
Why do you do that?
Because I just love onions. And I honestly do. I'll peel an onion and then I'll just eat an onion like it's an apple.
But don't make you cry?
No. No. I think you get past it. I think your immune system builds up to it and it doesn't have the same effect anymore.
It's a pretty sharp taste though, isn't it?
Oh, it's just the punchiness of it.
I've just had the vision of Charlie Sloth with an apple in his mouth now. Yeah.
That's disgusting, man.
Or an onion.
Trying to say man's like a pig.
An onion. An no, onion topless with just a chain.
No. What are you taking there? You just saved these jokes up, don't you, for me to come in you can assault me.
I wasn't. I didn't even know you were going to be on the show today.
Mm.
Ryan Gosling eats onions like they're apples, real or no real?
Probably. Does everything. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real for this one.
That one is no real.
Mm.
There you go.
Made up. And finally, on today's Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth.
The official motto of the Australian national football team is Socceroos, hopping our way into history.
That is so corny.
Yeah, it is quite corny, yeah.
Socceroos.
Socceroos. Mm.
Do you remember them trainers? Kangaroos. Do you remember those?
No, I don't remember them.
Who?
They were crazy, and they used to have a little pouch in the tongue.
What?
There's like a little secret. There are other trainers available, of course. They used to have a little secret compartment in the tongue of the trainer.
Do you know what? I was thinking about old school shoes the other day. I was thinking about, you know, the school shoes. I don't know if you ever had them, but not the ones with lights. They had like a hologram on, and you'd be able to put your thumb on it, and it would heat up, and this little hologram appeared. Did you have them?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
They were good, those ones.
I don't remember
the ones with lights in your shoes.
I used to like them.
Oh, yeah, lights in your shoes were really good.
They were cool.
Strong. But you still got some.
Probably have some.
In your training room somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are saying that your chain sounds like tin.
Tin? Give it a little shake.
Might not be gold.
It does sound tinny.
It's gold. What does it look like to you, Chris?
Tinny. No, sorry? It doesn't. No, it's a big old chain.
Right.
I've just taken a picture of it and tweeted it.
Have you tweeted it?
Yeah.
Australia's awful football motto for the Socceroos, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
No way can that be real. What is it again?
Hopping into history.
I'm going to say no real.
Right.
That one is real.
No way.
Yes, it is.
No wonder they never win anything.
So,
wow.
Every team at this year's World Cup has been asked to come up with an official motto. Some of them aren't that great. We will put some more of those into Real or No Real over the next few weeks before the World Cup. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 20, Charlie got 20.
Another draw.
Yeah, another draw. Another All right, draw. Well, I'll let you waddle off with your chain.
Before I go, I was going to ask a favour.
Okay.
Now, obviously, your podcast is the most popular podcast.
Do you know what? It's funny you should say that, because earlier today we were looking at the figures for my podcast. Yeah. It's sick, fam!
It's like a million a week or
isn't
something,
it?
Right?
That's not a week, but
a month.
It's like
all the down.
Like way
a million
ahead.
A month, that is sick.
I don't want to blow my own trumpet, what if I could, but seriously... It's big.
It's big.
Yeah, man.
So I was going to ask for a favour.
Biggest one.
I was going to ask for a little favour.
What?
Can you put an advert in your podcast? Can you do that? Just saying,
No.
If you enjoy, come on, man. If you're enjoying this, download Sloth Pod.
We'll do one today for just, you.
Okay.
Only for those we'll do one today.
One a week.
Maybe.
Come on. So if you like this, download Charlie Sloth's Sloth Pod.
And you've got to do Sloth Pod, because that's what I say. You've got to say it like that.
Good point.
Sloth Pod!
This will actually be on the podcast, so this will suffice. So
no, come on, man. Okay. No,
this is an advert. This goes,
I would do it
now.
For you.
This goes on the podcast.
Yeah, but can't you do it?
All right, I'll do it for you.
Just do that bit then, do that bit now. Just like, Sloth Pod!
Sloth Pod!
Oh, that's sick!
Good, good, good.
That was so good.
And you can give us an advert in yours. There,
we do every week anyway.
Right. Yeah. Right, cheers then.
Thanks, man.
Charlie Sloth, one extra. In 5 minutes. Better get a shift on it. Oh, and as I said, I would do it. Download the Charlie Sloth podcast. Sloth Pod! There you are. I'll keep him happy for another week. We're back tomorrow on Radio 1 between 1 and 4 for Friday's show. Come and join us. BBC Radio 1.